Welcome to the Focus on Fun podcast. You're listening to Stella.
And it's your boy, Increase.
Drum rolls, everybody.
I think you guys should start donating money for us so that we can finally buy a drum for Stella.
A whole drum set.
Like a whole full drum set. Like,
So, what's up, everyone? Welcome back again to another new episode. If you're joining us for the first time, why? I don't know.
No, tell me why.
Why? Why haven't you listened to the first episode? Why do you jump all the way to this place?
Why?
You don't have any shame?
Nah, I'm talking to you. Yes, you know it's you. But if you've listened to us from...
We love you guys.
We love you.
But yes, fresh on, we have a new topic, as always, for you. So this topic, it's really, really good. And I like the fact that we're talking about this evening. It's called... We've titled it, As a Man. Oh, my, I like to... Did you see how I just... That topic was mad. As a man, ... for emphasis.
I don't know what she wants me to say, because
hype me.
You try.
You see, my problem with Ingrid is that Ingrid hypes me behind the curtains, but then when we're out in the open, he's like, "Oh, I don't know." What
oh my God, you're so cute. You did well for this.
The moment is fun. Okay. Now, guys, we have a couple of points that we laid out while we're talking about the topic, because I'm sure a lot of you are like, as a man, what does that mean? Like, what's that about? Unfortunately, we have to spell out everything to you. Okay, so first of all, I'll be asking Ingrid, what's masculinity?
Oh, I mean masculinity.
What the hell?
You know, I mean masculinity now. Exactly. Masculinity, as we know, as the word, it's... regarding to male gender, basically. So masculinity is defined as maleness, or to traditional qualities and characteristics associated with being a male. So basically, like, masculinity is probably showing strength, you know, being a gentleman, all of that, everything that comes with being a man, basically. Also, you know it, so just, you know, enlighten us.
I can't enlighten, but but like what you said, masculinity definitely just has to do with you know, men and everything, male.
she's scared to, you know, say
I hate
to call
all
out
of y'all. Okay,
but okay, that's a lie.
I love my dad and my brothers. And a few
gentlemen. Oh wow,
Don't do that. Moving on. Okay, so, but like, okay, just, I'm ready to just get right into it. And I'm coming for all you males, using Ingrid as a point of contact.
No,
now,
please.
Yes.
I'm going to be very defensive here.
Exactly, but like, by the end of the day, you will not win.
No, but we're going to shoot shots here.
Okay, so my, the first point is, why are most men not in touch with their emotions or their emotional side? 90% of y'alls don't know, you guys don't even know that you have an emotional side.
So I feel like
Ingrid being the exception, because he has more light than, because he has friends that are not in touch with emotional side. Ingrid is a very Ingrid is in touch with emotions, like 100%. If not, we'll not be here.
I'll be soft. You would have ghosted me and you would have remained dead.
tell me, why do you think guys are not in touch?
So first off, I feel like most guys, because of the fact, a lot of guys have traumas that they've not actually handled.
Okay.
Now, sometimes guys purposefully like neglect those traumas. They neglect handling them. They actually don't want to, you know, talk about it and all of that. But sometimes I just feel like it depends. It's something I wouldn't really call it a peer pressure thing, because a lot of guys, it's that kind of thing where if a guy cries, they tell you it's a sign of weakness. Some of these things are things we heard growing up. Some of these things are things we actually told ourselves. So it's like, when you see a guy crying, it's like a sign of weakness and all of that. So, you know, this generation, we're just trying to rewrite a lot of these things and all. But I feel like one of the major reasons why guys are not in touch with their emotions or their emotional side is as a result of unprocessed traumas.
Okay.
A lot of guys went through stuff growing up.
Yeah.
And particularly the other gender. you guys have shown. You see, if not for the fact that I've just gone very deep in being very emotional and being very vocal, from what your gender has shown me, I'm supposed to be hard as rock.
Okay, I'm gonna address that later because I'm about to say something. Okay, now me, why I think most men are not in touch with their emotional side because they are pussies.
She really didn't mean that.
I did, and I'll tell you why. And I'm coming for them is because they are pussies. They don't know how to. They feel like, or they are afraid to explore their emotions.
Now they are afraid to explore their emotions because of what your gender has done to them.
That's a lie.
No, see, you guys give guys PTSD. Do you know? Do you guys give some of us PTSD?
It goes beyond.
Let's not go deep.
Yeah,
let's scratch it at like the bare surface.
Okay, it goes beyond ladies. Okay, so a guy just feels like, okay, if he watches. I know a lot of my friends, Increase being number one, a lot of my male friends, that just if they watch a movie that is 100% emotional, they will refuse to cry. Why?
Because I'm a man.
Why?
Like, what's that?
Why do you have to shed tears
just
to a movie?
Yourself.
Why?
But it was emotional.
Why?
And you know that you want to cry, but because you're watching really,
I feel like you have to. No, I feel like you have to. You have. We have to understand that these things are scripted.
Okay, somebody passes.
Sorry?
Yes. Lose someone.
Yeah.
You don't want to cry in public. Why? Because
exactly that one. Or, I can't see. That's why I said. That's why I said some of these things are things we grew up learning. Like
okay. Let's not even talk about the whole sad emotions. Let's talk about happy emotions. So let's say your girl did something good for you. I know a couple of guys that if their girl did something good for them, listen, they will show it. They're like, babe, I watched a lot of videos on Instagram where they, you know, this surprise,
yeah,
with Trump and all those things. When their girlfriends do it for them, you can see their face and be like, but deep inside, they're squealing and screaming like a little girl.
But you see,
girl.
The thing is, this is where, this is where toxic masculinity comes in.
Mm.
There's a difference between masculinity and toxic masculinity. It's like that place where you just have to survive by being an ad guy.
But why?
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Listen, at the end of the day, what I would say is the men out there, yeah, you will not die if you're in touch with your emotions. I'm telling you. I feel like when here's the thing. When men cry or when men express themselves, they feel like a burden has been lifted from them. And I'm like, why are you even hiding from
them? Yeah, but they have to, you know, there's a level somebody has to get to with you to be able to express yourself at that level. Whatever will make.
Why are you putting so many barriers that there has to be a level? So
you know, no. Level, even myself. See, a guy is like, every guy has ego, right?
Mm.
He just has to. The way we are all built is different. The way ladies are built, you guys have very tough, like a very mild skin. Now, guys are built.
Girls,
see, it's been shown.
We have mild skin.
See, it's been shown.
We have soft
no,
skin.
It's the truth because wow. It's been shown. It's
our
been proven.
Strongest.
It's been proven.
Can you bring
medically.
Out a baby from your vagina? I don't think so.
Okay, you are the strongest. I'm not disputing that fact, right? But it's been proven medically. It's been proven scientifically. Whatever
I agree to disagree.
Right? That's, you guys have very mild skin. Guy is meant to be tough. It's an ego thing. So there is no way a guy has to be very comfortable with you. There's a level of comfortability you must have reached for a guy to like open up to you.
I'm not, my brain is not processing.
I don't know. You don't know. So you
comfortability.
I don't know. Whatever. So far it counts. So far you understand, you know. Having an understanding is the main point, basically.
Yeah.
So, like I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by a cockroach or whatever.
Yeah.
So basically, right, it's more of a, like an ego thing.
Yeah.
More of an ego thing, and I feel like more guys should be open.
More guys should be open.
But I understand where they are coming from because you ladies give PTSDs, like. You guys are sharing it right now.
There's no need to come for us, ladies, because it's not us. And this
no, most times, see, I feel like 80% of time,
problems on females.
80% of the time, it's a lady thing.
Okay.
You've opened up to somebody. I'm telling you, you've opened up to somebody, and the person probably still messed the up opening, and like I'm like, okay, you know, what exactly is why did I open up to
okay,
you?
Okay, ladies, I'm gonna come for you a little bit, and I'm sorry that I'm doing this. But
Stella's always coming for people, but she never comes for herself. She's always coming for people.
That was rude. Apologize.
No.
Anyway, okay, so here's the thing. I have this friend of mine. She listens to my podcast. I'm not gonna call your name, but like, you know, I'm talking to you, right? So I'm coming for ladies that do this, or not the other ladies. If you don't do this, then you're good. Okay, so she had her boyfriend was going through a tough time, right? And things were not really going well for him like he wanted to. And he had a vulnerable moment. Like, he shared a vulnerable moment with her, and he said, crying, right? This girl, of course, she comforted her boyfriend. This girl came to me and told me that when he cried, that she got put off and she got like turned off.
Exactly.
And she just like, why is this crying? He's supposed to.
She saw him as
problems.
Weak.
No,
and she literally saw him as weak.
That's her fault. And I talked to her about it. So that's the thing. I feel like, yes, to an extent, guys hide their emotions because ladies, you know,
you guys always say, no, I want a strong man. No. I want like, a man that can take care.
I really want a guy that is vulnerable to me or around me. I would love that. Like, I want to see you when in your worst moments. I want to be there for you, to comfort you, and to tell you that it's okay to cry. It's okay to express yourself in this manner, in this light. You don't have to be strong all the time. Nobody is strong all the time. That's what matters. I tell Increase, when Increase goes through problem, cry on my shoulder. But if you mess up, I do my shoulder and duff you. No, I'm joking. But no, yeah, people as a man, you should be able to express yourself. And I feel like it's very important. If you're a man and you don't do that, please seek help. Go to therapy. And if you are saying like Increase and you're trying to accuse the female gender, then I have to tell you this. Ask yourself, who are the ladies that you're surrounding around yourself? Why is it that the ladies are the reason why you are not showing your emotions? The ladies that are surrounding you are probably not nice.
Shots fired. So in one word now, what you're trying to say is that my taste in women
is very dead.
I won't say anything, but I feel like this is going to bring up the fact we're probably going to start like a visual podcast. Mm-hmm. Because so that I can start showing you some of the men in Stella's life.
I don't say men in Stella's life.
Men.
The only men in my life are my brothers and my dad.
No, let's keep your brothers and your dad out of this.
Hey, but talking of, you said the men in plural.
Yes, the men in plural.
I'm a child of God. I don't do that.
Ah, okay.
What do you mean?
I think when we start the visual podcast, I'll start showing you the kind of men that Stella flocks with.
I don't flock with men.
Ah, okay.
Moving on. Igri is just stupid.
No, it was a dry joke.
Okay. Next point is, what do men actually bring to the table? Dum, 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 dum,
you have the answer to that question.
Apart from money, what else do men bring to the table? I'm ready. I'm heated.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Now, we're in a relationship, right?
Obviously.
Did you have to say it like that? Really? Okay, so in whatever it is we're doing,
yeah,
what am I bringing to the table? What do you think I'm bringing to the table?
Emotional stability.
A shoulder to cry on.
Yes, that's emotional stability.
A person to laugh after.
No. Okay, no. Emotional stability. Mental support.
You're asking what I bring.
I'm just joking. Okay. Mental support and what's the word I'll use? You bring in what's that word? When you are there for, like, you always encourage the person to be better.
Exactly.
I know how to place it, but yeah,
English, pushing but, you.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
You can hear everything she said, right?
Yeah.
Stella, look at my phone. See how clean the screen is. Imagine your art. Not you. I'm talking to somebody out there.
I was very confused.
I'm talking to somebody out there.
Okay.
Now imagine the things I'm bringing to the table. And my phone screen is like,
hey,
very clean.
Okay.
Now imagine your art in my hand. I would
literally... You're using gadgets to describe a woman's heart that is very fragile.
My screen is more fragile than that.
You with your brutal honesty and your very rude yourself of a person.
Let's not do that. You just made me look like a very sweet guy. I'm actually a very sweet guy, which I am. So, and don't let's not go back.
Okay, but the reason why I put that point out there, yeah,
what do guys bring to the table?
I mean, I feel like apart from money, guys have really.
Why would you remove money? Why would you remove the money?
Because
that's
the only thing you guys come with. Like your first approach. I'm saying you guys because you're all male gender. I know Ingrid. Okay, look, you guys. Let me just put it out there that most of the topics here, Ingrid is an exception-ish.
Exactly.
Kind of. But yeah, I'm
probably the only good Nigerian guy left. It's a personal opinion. I feel like I'm the only
Nigerian good. Is in my head right now, and he's a very good person.
Anyway, moving on.
bro, let me give you one piece of advice. Igbo women. Igbo women, just what they will show you is Pepe.
Can we focus?
But for Stella to actually say she has somebody in her head, huh?
There's a good person now.
Oh, there's a good person.
There's a good Nigerian guy. That's what I mean.
Okay, but I'm also a Nigerian guy.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, apart from you, like. You
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay, so men, apart from money, have nothing to bring to the table.
Apart from money, money again. If you don't bring money, we'll bring Bitcoin.
Feel like...
it's still money. If we don't bring money, we'll bring car. We'll give you gadgets.
What the hell?
Yeah, I'm not siding men, but
you
it's
are.
Just like no, I'm not siding men.
Okay, here's
but
the thing with men.
You can't take the money out.
Listen to me.
Right.
When men bring money to the table, they have nothing else to offer. And I'll tell you why, because a lot of men out here, they feel like they lead with money. They can literally cut a girl's DM and be like, oh, they don't have game anymore. They don't know how to approach ladies apart with money.
The point is,
we like money, we love it.
I feel like ladies these days are showing that they are materialistic, and when a guy wants to get your attention, all he has to do is to throw the money and you come jumping. See, either we like it or not, it's becoming a norm. We can't turn a blind eye to it. It's becoming a norm. So
like,
that's why most guys are trying to, like, once they see you, the first thing they know, if 80% of ladies to get their attention, like I was seeing a lady and she's like, if you're asking me, have you eaten pieces of broth? Are you running an orphanage home? Have you eaten? Bro, I'm showing care. Have you eaten?
You say, have you eaten? I see you're showing care, Ali.
Yeah.
Okay, so I answer, oh no, I haven't eaten yet. And I would say, please eat for me.
Baby, please eat for me.
Oh God.
No, but didn't you know you were going
then
to eat?
Then you say, please eat.
Baby, please eat.
If you are showing care, you'd be like, oh, well, what do you want
to
eat?
No, to me, you know, if it's me now, okay? I'll be like, what do you want to
but
eat?
But
it's not every time.
Okay.
What have I not done for you? It's just I can't do, and you can testify to my cooking.
Moving on.
Why are you moving? Wow. My number one hater. My number one hater is Stella.
Okay, but like, yeah. Okay, so that have you thinking and you don't know it about it. So why are you asking me that? Like,
no, but so if I didn't ask you if you've eaten.
Okay, then I say, have you eaten? Then I'm like, oh yeah, I already got you something to eat. That's good.
That's good.
You
see, the one that pisses me off the most is that one that, baby, don't let me be angry with you. Go and eat.
What kind of rubbish is that? Don't ask a question like that. Me, you know, I just say, I've eaten. Even if I've not eaten.
Exactly.
Just leave me alone.
But you should be, you know, I feel like it should be a normal thing. Somebody asks you, have you eaten? It's showing concern, right?
That you don't work on that. You don't even.
I don't need to work on it. It's every day that I ask you, have you eaten?
Don't
and it's
ask
every
you
day.
That you're not going to, you don't want Wahala.
So every day I'll probably start asking you, have you eaten today?
I've noticed that most guys that use that rubbish have you eaten because they don't have anything in their head. They don't know how to hold conversations, and it's true. I told you. Then after that one, when you answer, you're like, please buy it for me. Next thing,
What are
who
you
doing?
What are you doing?
Why WYD? Wood.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Very dead. But anyway,
I just know I actually just know a very few Increase ladies list, like an old conversation.
Increase list out the things that men have to offer apart that bring to the table apart from apart from money. I'm listening.
That money that you are taking apart, do you think money is easy to
money
make?
Is not everything in a
money is not everything money
oh
is
my god
money is 60%.
You know, I'm bringing it, I'm putting it out there because
money is 60%
money. Men don't have anything to offer. Men, first of all, they're not in touch with the emotional side, so how would they even be emotionally inclined with their women or with their ladies? How would they even know how to what's the word I use? English is so hard.
And these are people that use that excuse, English is not my father's language. Make sure, Nugi.
Oh my god, how would they be able to comfort their girls or okay. comfort their partners if they don't even know how to even address?
Okay, so let me say this about myself, right? I think that I'm a combination of, like, the combination of the person I am is extremely unique. Now I'm going to use myself as an instance about this, right? The combination of who I am is I'm like extremely unique. I have a strong history behind me, like from my family. What else am I bringing to the table? I'm bringing myself to the table, bro.
What the hell is that?
I'm bringing myself to the table. I'm an handsome young man. I like to think so. I believe I'm very smart. See, it's really...
Okay, Increase. I don't want you to personalize it.
It's a person... Now...
I said what the men bring to the table.
What do men bring to the table?
Money. See, Increase is even stuttering. Like, guys, ladies, are you hearing this? Men, they only just throw money. That's all. But then when they get into that relationship with the girl, you said it's really very dead. If they annoy the girl...
You spice it up.
Give her money.
No. You know why I said... You know why I said...
Cheat,
No. You know why I said... Money, you can't take money out because money is like 60% of this whole thing, right? Now, I piss you off, I need money to buy you flowers. On a good day, I need money to take you out on a date. I need money to take you out, to fly you out on a vacation. I need money to take you out on a vacation. I need money to help you get new set of wigs. I need money to give you to fix your nails, fix your lashes.
What about my soul?
We are gonna handle that, but
with
you can't.
Money?
No, you can't treat out. You can't throw out the money. I've seen people that say they would rather cry on a private jet than cry in a Toyota. And it's that simple. Okay. So what do you tell me about right. that? That money is not important.
I'm not saying it's not important. Of course. If you're coming to me, step correct. Don't come.
You see, this is the thing, right? When you want. I've always said this. When you want someone to, you know, to pull off their jacket, you're in a room. You want someone to pull off their jacket. You don't tell them to pull it off. You make the room very hot. The person automatically pulls it off. Now, when you want to give... No! When you want to satisfy a dog, you throw a bone to the dog. You know a dog likes bone. You just give the dog the bone.
So what I can
now,
say, Increase is saying that ladies are
dogs. No, Stella, Jesus is Lord, bro. Stella is trying to get me cancelled here, bro. That's not gonna work.
That's not gonna work. Obviously, he didn't mean that.
But basically,
yeah.
All I'm trying to say is you guys have made that notion. That thing is out there that okay, everything a woman wants is money.
My question.
What does a guy bring?
From money.
You can't take money. Is 60%.
I'm not taking it out. Okay, give me a list. Okay, number one, money. Number two,
money.
No, you can't do that.
Number three, loyalty.
It's a lie. God forbid.
I'm the most loyal human being.
If you don't use yourself, but when you use yourself, you're being very biased.
Okay.
You say loyalty in which place?
Men bring loyalty.
Jesus,
you probably be meeting bottom barrel of men. I'm not saying
most of the guys that have loyalty here, 40%. And that 40%, probably because they are coerced. Maybe their girlfriends are crazy. Honestly speaking, I'm telling you that for a fact. Loyalty to the table is a lie.
Yeah, men, we can do better though.
You know your gender.
No, I know them.
But are they emotionally aware? No. They don't have emotions. They don't even have emotions to bring.
You see, one problem I have with ladies, right? You have something wrong with you. You know, you don't want me to leave you alone, but you're telling me to leave you alone. Now that
balance,
that
you have to understand.
I'm trying to be there for you, babe. What's wrong? And you're like, leave me alone. I don't want to stop. But deep inside you, what
leave
you want
me? Leave
me
alone, but still be around me.
Bro, can't you just tell me, please be around me?
Why would I say be around?
Exactly. So why are you telling me to leave
you
alone?
Okay, let me tell you now. So that you know, like you might have or not. We don't know. But if your girl tells you, leave me alone.
I'm cooking. Don't worry.
Jeez, when a girl tells you, leave me alone, leave her physically alone, but go and sit down somewhere, let me see your face, let me see your back, let me just know that you're there, right? Then when I'm ready, because it doesn't last long, then I come to you. Or when you see that I'm ready to talk, then you come back.
I should come back after telling me to leave me.
Yes! Oh my God! There's nothing so difficult in that. Oh, guys are so difficult.
You know, you can just, like you said, why don't I tell the person to just pull off the jacket nicely? So why can't you just tell me, okay, I want you around?
I know, why would I say that I want you around? And that, you know, in that moment, I'm not in the mood to talk, so I don't even have the time to even say,
so, but
I
deep
want
inside,
you around.
But deep
leave
inside
me
you,
alone.
But deep
three
inside
words.
You.
Wait.
Okay.
I don't have the time to have you around. What?
Okay.
So to the conclusion of that point, men don't have anything to offer other than money. So at the end of the day, men ain't what? Shit. All right. Next up, do men, okay, this is actually a serious point. Do men face sexual abuse or rape?
Yes.
And why don't they talk about it?
It's an ego thing.
It's not an ego thing.
It's an ego thing.
I feel like it's society.
It's an ego thing, Stella. Now, wait, let's be very practical here. Now, how would you see a man? Be very honest with yourself. How would you see a man walk up to you, or you just see a man shedding tears on Instagram saying he was raped?
I would feel very, 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 very sad or pathetic. Yes.
You would laugh.
I would not laugh.
Stella.
I swear to God.
That's a lie. See,
I will not. Why would I laugh?
See, she's literally blushing here.
I'm
right now.
Blushing because Ingrid is stupid. Like, he's
that's a lie.
Laugh, but
see,
I will not.
If you see a man, We like literally a man walks in here and tells you, okay, he was molested by his wife, we would laugh. You see? Can you see?
How do you put it like that? I'm trying to molested by his wife.
That's the truth.
Okay, guys.
Or he was molested by a lady. That's the truth. That's why I said it's an ego thing. We are going to.
Ingrid, about to try and put me in the bad light. No, I will not laugh. I will be.
Everybody, I'm not even putting you. I'm not talking to you particularly. Now, before you actually sit down and think about it, like really this man was actually like molested and stuff, you would first laugh because it's the first human instinct that you
I wouldn't laugh.
I know quite a number of ladies are going to call the man a pussy for coming out and talking,
but that's what we need to address, man. we shouldn't.
So my mom is a guy, is guidance counselor, right?
So I even
and she
moving on.
Wow. So she told me of this case where somebody came to our office and like, you know, spoke to her about this P that somebody like it was molested or something like that. Now she said the first instinct that came is a normal thing. The first instinct that will come in is for you to laugh. But because she was being like official and all of that, like she held it in and like tried to talk to the person. But see, there is no way in heaven or under this earth you are not going to laugh.
I wouldn't,
Stella.
I know that rape.
You've not even seen a case like that. I just give you an instance, and you were laughing like.
No, I wouldn't laugh. Okay. For both male and for both female, yeah, rape is a very serious issue. Sexual abuse is a very serious issue, and I feel like we need to, as society, we need to express and we need to say this to people. Yeah, rape is not something that should be toyed with. If you have been raped as a man, I advise that you seek help and you talk about it, because it gets better, I promise you. We would be back in a bit. We'll take a short break and then we'll return.